Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. I am back. It's Monday. It's about a 45-minute show. I've been doing about 45 minutes to 30 to 45 minutes. Was doing an hour. Maybe I'll get back to an hour, but it seems to kind of move along rather quickly in the 45 minutes. Just kind of fun. Like to take your calls, see what you have to say. First question of the day. What was my question? And then I have a statement, and then I have some articles, and let spirit talk to you before the articles. Just kind of have some fun. See what's going on in your minds today. Friday we talked about hugs, getting, 8 to 12 hugs a day. So my question for you is, did you get your hugs over the weekend? Now, cool thing, and you might want to start this in your community. On the 16th of May, it's a Saturday between 1 and 3 here in the beautiful city of Pasadena, there's going to be a group of people who are going to be hanging out in kind of a central part of town where there's a lot of foot traffic and tourists giving out free hugs. How fun is that? So I've joined the group. So I think it's going to be really fun. I mean, not that you need to do that just to have a group, but, it's kind of a nice little group thing, group hugs or hugs for people. I've seen it done. I've seen videos in certain cities where sign says free hugs. And why give hugs? But I went into all that. Why give hugs? It has to do with oxytocin, and oxytocin is the feel-good chemical that we have in our body. Hugs are when we get that feel-good chemistry in our body, and it's a bonding chemical with people and family and friends. And so hugs are really just, like, beneficial. I went through, like, 10 different reasons to give hugs, so I won't get into that. But I was reading this weekend also about our pets, how dogs, when they look in our eyes, and the same thing is with cats, but cats are more about petting, it releases oxytocin in them and also releases oxytocin in us. Do you ever know why a dog stares at you? And they're getting high off of you, really. They're getting their little thing. Now, it's usually dogs that you know, and female dogs more than male dogs. But, well, if the male dog really knows the companions or the people that he's with, if it's his master, then boom, done. You both got it going, and you're both feeling good, so another reason to have a dog or a cat. Cats do it too, but dogs are like intense. That stare that they put, stare you down, right? They look in your eyes, and it's really kind of a bonding thing. It's really feel good stuff. And they get it too, not just humans. So next time your dog stares at you, kind of smile and go, yeah, we're feeding each other, aren't we? We're feeding each other a little oxytocin. So much for the hug. So have you got your hugs? People come in the chat room, and I want to hear about your hugs. Did you get your 8 to 10? I really worked on it on Saturday. Dogs and cats count, though, so, or pets. I don't know. I don't know about lizards or snakes. I'm not sure I want to be hugging a snake, but okay. Maybe it's good for us. Maybe not good for them. But I know it's good for certain animals. I would imagine hugging a horse would be the same thing. Hugging the neck of a horse, I'm sure we would get a little of that oxytocin flowing through us. I don't know if it does for horses, though. I haven't read a study on that. Anybody know? That's interesting. Interesting how we can, by bonding with others, animals and humans, that we really can feel better about ourselves. Okay, let's moving right along here. Next topic. Next topic I wanted to talk to you about is I've kind of been asking Spirit, okay, how can I inspire other people? I just feel like I love to feel inspired, and I love to be able the idea of inspiring other people to whatever inspire you to something, just to something, whatever that could be. I just want to inspire people. So I asked Spirit, and I got my answer. I didn't get it directly, though. This voice out of the sky didn't say, you inspire people by. No, I got it a little indirectly, but I got it. And the answer I got, it was from watching a HBO special about musicians who had traveled to these various, oh, it's the Foo Fighters, you know, would grow, traveled to these various cities, and how these places, these cities, the environments inspired them, and inspired creativity, and how the environment will inspire creativity. And I thought to myself, well, that's kind of what it's all about. That's what I want to inspire people to be. And I'm going to take this a little bit beyond just the normal inspire you to be creative. But it really is about purpose. Like I said, do you know your purpose? Well, your purpose is to be creative. Now, let me back up. And one of the things that I've talked, Spirit has talked to me about in the past, and I'll let them talk to you about this because it's about how they live or how they experience through us the world. And they do. And Spirit wants us to be fully engaged in our lives and to be creative and to do amazing things with our lives in whatever area of your life is. And that's the impression, that's the energy I get from Spirit. So I'm going to go away for a minute because I wanted to talk to you about this, my Spirit guides. And I want them to talk to you about this idea of creativity and our purpose and what and all that. So I'm going to go away. I'll be back in a few minutes. And we get some articles, some other things to cover. And I want to hear if you got your hugs. So if you're in the chat room or if you want to call in, we'll talk about hugs because that's really important to me too. As I mentioned, how many hugs did you get today? I guess I hugged my dog about two or three times already. When everything else fails, I hug my dog a bunch of times and my cat. And that seems to get the oxytocin going within me, just them. I think they really do like to. You know, well, scientists say they do. Okay. You know, do you ever believe everything a scientist says, right? Okay. So I'm going to go away, let my spirit guides talk to you. Then we'll let them talk about creativity. Because that's, I really do believe that's my purpose, is to help people to be more creative, find their purpose in life, and all that. And there's a process of doing that. Maybe Spirit will talk about that. So I'm going to go away and let them talk. Well, thank you for letting us come through and take a few minutes. No, this is not George. And we've explained our who we are in the past, the group of spiritual teachers that come with one voice to communicate not just through this particular host, but through many hosts throughout the planet. Many. Well, we inspire people in a lot of different ways. It's not necessarily people have to channel us to thousands of people throughout the planet. No, we inspire people with thoughts and ideas that are just looking for thoughts and ideas, looking for something to do that will be amazing in their lives, the art that they want to do. So when we get and communicate with George about creativity and spirituality and all this, it really is about us, Spirit. You know, and it's not just like spirit guides. It's about ancestors. It's about relatives who are now in the non-physical world who want to experience life through you. But what we don't want to experience is boring, mundane, sit in front of the television, drone away your lives, working at very boring corporate jobs where you have no creativity and no creative spark, where you're basically cruising through life. That's what we don't want to observe. Because that's not why you're here. It doesn't matter what your occupation is or what your purpose is or what your gifts are. You're all on the earth to do amazing things. Okay? What could that be? Well, let's be very simple about it. It's you're a parent. You're a mother. You're a father. You're a stay-at-home. Well, the amazing thing you're doing is creating or developing and helping develop and helping nurture beautiful children to be creative. You're being a source of inspiration to them to be creative. And we want to work through you on that. We want to help you to inspire those young ones to reach out and to find out who they are and what they can do and to experience life and for you to experience life with them and do amazing things, do amazing art projects with them and to help them to learn and create and develop. It could be just as, well, we won't try to minimize the idea of a parent. That's a very, very important responsibility. Because we really want to see you nurturing the next generations of people, young people, to be very creative, to be imaginative, to come up with great ideas and great solutions for the world. And that's what it's about. It's about you coming up with solutions through us, through Spirit. We have ideas. We have concepts. We have creative things we want to show you and help you to work and develop in your lives. Be open to that. Be open to be creative. Don't resolve yourselves to boring, unimaginative lives. Never. That's not where you're there. You're not on the planet to be boring, to be unimaginative, to give in to the struggles of life. No, it's supposed to be fun. And it's fun if you will allow your imagination to grow and your creative juices to grow. But it could be any aspect of life. It's not limited to the arts. It's not limited to any particular occupation. All occupations, all passions that you have, whatever they are, if you're a scientist, the passion of creating and developing new things is amazing. The discoveries about the universe, that's amazing. We want to help you with that. Whatever profession, whatever gift that you have, we want to help you with that. We want to help you be more creative. Be more imaginative. And how do you do that? Okay, we're going to get into all that today. We want to develop, maybe we'll develop that over a group of sessions and how you can do that, how you can open yourself up. Well, we kind of mentioned it to start with. Be open to us. Be open to your spiritual side. Be open to your higher self. Be open to those who have lived before you that are now in the non-physical world to inspire you, to show you, to open doors for you, to give you ideas, to spark you to action, to do something amazing in your lives. That's what we're all about. That's what we're all about, is to help you do that. So that's what Spirit is about. That's what you are about, is to be creative and to be imaginative and do whatever you have. So George asked the question, do you know your purpose? And we'll touch a little bit on that, then we'll let it go. First, we've always kind of emphasized that purpose changes from different periods of your life. But you never lose purpose. You never lose purpose. Whether you're 18 or 80, you never lose purpose. There's always a purpose. And it's discovering that purpose at that stage of your life. And each purpose has a creative bent to it, a creative aspect to it. We want you to do that. We want you to seek that. And we'll help you. The non-physical energies, the higher consciousness that you have and carry with you, will help you to rediscover your purpose or amplify your purpose or do your purpose in life. Okay? So we'll talk more about that. We just wanted to introduce you to this idea that it's really about being creative and not being sucked into a boring, mundane life. You're not there to be that way. You're there to be an amazing thing. If you're a gardener, a farmer, you're there to do amazing things and create great, beautiful crops for people and feed the planet. Whatever you're doing, to grow beautiful flowers and put beautiful displays of flowers together. Use your creativity. Use your imagination. Find your purpose and live it. So thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll talk to you more about this whole idea of how to get there. We'll help you do it. But you have to be willing. And you have to be willing to rise above the mundane lives that many people have decided to live. It's a choice, isn't it? It's always about a choice. And we ask you to choose something inspiring, something incredible, in whatever your chosen field is, whatever your passion is. Be amazing in it. Be incredible in it. Okay, so we'll leave you there. We can go on and on about this, but we won't. So have a beautiful day and week. Bye. Okay, back. Whoa. Okay, give me a minute. Yes, I got to focus back and I say I have a caller. Now, you know what we're talking about today is hugs and purpose. And do you know your purpose? And how do you get to know your purpose? Well, nobody's going to tell you what your purpose is. That's not the point of myself or anybody else, not really to tell you what it is, because you have it inside you. All you can do is allow yourself to discover it. All you can do is allow yourself to discover it and be open to discover it. And I've been in this Zen kind of state of mind lately. And I'm not a Buddhist, but I do actually find a lot of Buddhist teachings and principles very valuable in my life. And I won't get too much into all that. But yeah, but in that Zen kind of state of mind, it's not about thinking about answers, thinking about, oh, I'm going to get this answer, I'm thinking about this answer. It's about meditating and allowing the answer to flow to you, because answers come from a higher source. Answers don't always come from inside the mind. Answers come from the soul. And so when you get to that soulful place, that higher consciousness place, and so something's bugging me in Skype. Oh, never mind, I'm back. Okay. So, yeah, it's about getting into that soulful, higher consciousness place where answers flow. So the Zen thing is not about focusing on the answers, because you got problems. Everybody's got problems. Where do the answers come from? Well, they come from a different state, a state of being. So I'll take a call or two. We got some articles to cover. As I mentioned, the show is about, I've cut the show in a little bit. It's about 45 minutes. And I wanted to cover some articles and talk about some things. They're kind of related to what we're talking about. So do you know your purpose? And have you got your hugs? That's even more important. Let me take a call. Hello?
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 Hello? You're a little muted.
Hello?
I don't know why you're so muted.
Hi,
but you're there.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
This is Lori calling from Washington.
Yes, Lori, what's going on? Did you get your hugs? I talked about
Did
hugs.
Did I get what?
Your hugs, H-U-G-S.
Oh.
You got to get 8 hugs
I don't
a day.
Know.
Find
8 hugs.
A day. A day. not a week. A day.
I don't have people around
there's
me.
Different ways to do it. Do you have a pet?
Yeah.
Well, hug your pet 8 times a day.
Okay, yeah.
No, seriously. It really is about oxytocin, and it's a chemical that we produce within our bodies, and we need a stimulus to produce oxytocin. And oxytocin is the feel-good chemical that we have in our bodies, okay?
Right,
so
yeah.
By increasing, you can buy a mister of it somewhere. I'm sure it's expensive, okay?
I heard you talking about that before.
So get your hugs. I'm getting a little button that say I need a hug. So get a little button that says I need a hug. And when you go out in public, you know, if you're not comfortable with men, there are a lot of women out there that'll give you a hug. Women are more generous about that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So get a hug.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? And also, do you know your purpose? That's the second question I'm asking people. Do you know your purpose? And as they said, and as Spirit says all the time, it changes. It changes throughout a lifetime. The basic core thing is there, but, you know, when you're 20, your purpose is different than when you're 60. So do you know your purpose?
No.
Then you gotta find it. Because then you're just kind of wandering through life with no sense of purpose and goals, right?
Yeah, well, right now my purpose is to get this fraudulent, negligent auto mechanic kit off of Craigslist. And
but is that okay? But let me interject here, because I know you want to get all this done. But does that feel really positive? Does that feel good doing this?
Well, if I saved somebody's life from doing it, it would feel good.
Okay, but the direct result is the immediacy is no, it doesn't feel good. It just feels like you're doing a lot of putting a lot of energy out there, right?
Yeah.
So, I would say if you're going to do that, find something else really positive to do. Go help somebody. Do something positive.
Yeah.
Extend yourself in a very positive way, too, because that's going to suck your energy dry. That's going to cause you a lot of internal conflict, because you're going to always wonder, am I doing it right thing? Am I doing it well? Can I get this done? Can I get it done? And you run into roadblocks, and and you're dealing with somebody else's personality and somebody else's, so you got to counterbalance all of that with something positive in your life. Or you'll go crazy.
Yeah.
Okay? Do it.
Yeah.
Do something positive. Help some neighbor. Cook for somebody that needs somebody to cook. Find some elderly people that you can help a little bit. Even if it's just mop their floors for them.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm kind of pretty swamped with things to do.
Positive? Are they positive? Are they fun?
Well, not really.
Well,
but I have to get
them
done, and I feel good after I get them done.
I have an article, a little statement from Mike Dooley, who wrote some really great positive books and positive thinker. And he said that, and basically it's the same adage is that, and I've heard, keep hearing this over and over again. Even my mother told me this: whatever you're doing, make it a game. Whatever you're doing, make it fun. Somehow convert whatever you're doing into fun. And make it fun. Make it something that's... Because, people that do really difficult things, they make it fun. Because it makes it easier to do. You challenge yourself in some way. I'm going to do this in 3 minutes or less. It makes it fun. It makes it a challenge. So whatever you're doing, figure out... If you're washing dishes, make it fun. Use your imagination. Your sinking submarines. I don't know. Whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
If we go crazy, if we look at everything as a negative project. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. No, you don't. It's your attitude about it. No, I'm going to make this fun. I'm going to find out some way to make this fun. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know why you called, but it really is about you finding some fun in your life.
Yeah.
And don't get them with a negative attitude. Oh, this is a drudgery. I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. Okay? No, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to make some fun out of it. I'm going to make it a challenge. I'm going to make it a game. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have a question? Remember, I don't do predictions anymore. I'm not a prediction kind of guy. I've kind of backed away from any kind of predictions because you create your own world. And so your thoughts and ideas and feelings are going to create your world. So you predict your own world.
Yeah.
It's like whatever you want, you can create.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to create winning a lawsuit now.
Well, that's a challenge. That can get really negative. Really negative.
Yeah. I was supposed to meet with an attorney today, but the attorney called and said he was sick, so I'm supposed to meet him on Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I went to the street law at the library, and this lawyer goes, I told him I was going to go to small claims court on Thursday, and he looked at things, and he goes, well, this is more of a criminal fraudulent matter, and so he actually wants to help me, and so he set me up with his friend, his one of his associates, and but then I went, drove into town, and he called me up and canceled because he's sick, so I'm going to meet him on Wednesday. And but the kids that, you know, I went to mediation and all that, and we signed these stipulations, and the kid didn't hardly do anything with the stipulation stated, so, you know, just trying to recover some of my losses from him wrecking my car and terrorizing me, you know, so I'm just coping with that.
Okay. The best thing I can tell you to do in this, and you're going to believe this or not, is to visualize the outcome you want to see. Just visualize the outcome. Hold the vision of what you want the outcome to be. Okay? Keep
yes.
clear vision of the outcome you want. Don't waver from that. Don't give in to doubt and fear and negativity. Just visualize the outcome you want. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to put that energy out and create that energy. Okay?
Yeah.
So maintain it. Maintain yeah. the vision of what you want and stay positive about it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I got to let you go. I'm going to move on
yeah.
to some other things
okay.
I got to do
Thank
today.
You.
Yeah, just
Alrighty.
Hold that vision. Okay.
Bye. Okie doke. Okay, bye.
Okay, so what are we doing? Oh, I mentioned Mike Dooley, and I wanted to cover this. I can find it again. Oh, here it is. Oh, cool. Okay, this is Mike Dooley, and he writes, and he calls a note from the universe. And I thought this was really very appropriate that what we're talking about today, purpose. And life and work. What if the word work was changed to dance with life? Instead of being viewed as the alternative to fishing or a way of paying your dues, it was seen as a chance to meet a parade of new friends, discover your own untested potentials and unpolished gifts, and open avenues for abundance to come pouring into your life. I love that statement, though. Okay. As his last comment was, yeah, I bet lottery sales would plummet. Yeah, because people would be dancing with life. Isn't that a beautiful statement? I'm working, I would go dance with life today. I go to this place, and I dance with life, and I have fun all day, and I meet all kinds of cool, interesting people, and we just kind of laugh, and we accomplish these amazing things. And that's what work should be, isn't it? Shouldn't it be a lot of fun? And you accomplish a lot of things, and you create a lot of stuff, and whatever you're doing. So think about work as dance with life. I love that. Okay, so that's my statement. I had an Abraham quote, too. What was my Abraham statement? Oh, quote, I don't know. Not, well, I won't explain Abraham. I've talked about Abraham a lot. I like this because it's kind of appropriate. I twisted a little bit to line up with what we're talking about. Take the time to line up with the energy first, and then action comes in consequential. If you don't take the time to line up the energy, if you don't find the feeling place that you're looking for, then the world will make any difference. Now, that's really appropriate for the little lady that called in. She wants certain things to happen, but she has to align with the energy, a positive outcome. She has to align herself with the energy of a positive outcome. If you're aligning with a negative outcome, yeah, you'll get a negative outcome, but you got to align with the energy of what you want, and then you get inspired action. Then you know what to do. You visualize the outcome and visualize what you want to accomplish. Visualize a very positive energy, a positive outcome where you feel good about the outcome. Aligning yourself with that, and then you'll know the action. And that's what we've been talking. That's what Spirit was talking about today. Is that living your purpose, being inspired, is aligning yourself with the energy of the outcome that you want. Get into an inspired, creative outcome, alignment, or energy, and you'll get the outcome you want. Okay? Very appropriate. Yeah, I think so. Be appropriate for the whole thing, eh? Okay, so I'm going to get into a couple articles, and I got a few minutes. a few minutes left. If anybody has any other questions, they've got your hugs today. How many hugs have you gotten today? I cheated at my dog. She's like, oh, more hugs. Ah. No, she loves it. Let's see. Where are we going? Okay. I thought this was really appropriate because talking about energy, talking about getting into that good place where you can feel good about what you're doing and accomplishing things. Let me give you this one. 5 ways to laugh more. Aha! Doesn't it feel good to laugh? Isn't it amazing to laugh? One of the best ways to generate doldrum relief is with a good old-fashioned belly laugh. This is from an article from BeliefNet.com. I'm sorry. It was Will Bolin. Okay. He was after a career in advertising marketing, became an ordained minister. He is the founder of Complaint Free World, a nonprofit organization that has touched the lives of more than 10 million people in 106 countries. He is the author of international best-selling books, A Complaint Free World and Complaint Free Relationships. What a great concept. No, complaint free. You're going, no complaining, no whining aloud kind of person, right? Okay, so if you're laughing, it's impossible to remain in a sour mood. Here are 5 tips for bringing more laughter into your life. I thought this is really appropriate. Let's get on to a positive direction this week. Let's inspire you to do really positive things. It's all relative. No matter how bad things might seem in any given moment, it is never as earth-shattering as you think. Right now, there are roughly 7 billion people inhabiting this planet. That means that no matter how troubling your situation might seem to you, and maybe your spouse, you or your mother, there are still 6,999,999,998 other earth dwellers who aren't the least bit concerned about your personal drama. Ooh, put it into perspective, right? Yeah. You know, we think everybody's, people don't. They got their own problems. So remind yourself that this too shall pass. This too shall pass, because all things eventually do. What is the only constant in life is change. The only constant in life is change. That's my thought, okay? And then you have a good chuckle over how silly it is to worry about something that, in the grander scheme of things, is really no big deal at all. It's minimizing the problem, minimizing it, not giving it at the... It's, what's that? Taking those mountains and making them into molehills instead of going the other way around. You know, at the moment, it seems like a mountain, but actually it's a molehill is what he's trying to tell you. Who needs a reason? I love this. Actually, you don't need a reason to laugh. Just start laughing. Laughing is contagious. After all, even if you're the only one doing it, so start with a simple ha, and from there move to a chuckle and keep it until it grows into a full-blown, belly-shaking, shoulder-jiggling laughter. And I'll add to it, pee on yourself laughter, right? But in case you still think you need a reason, then laugh for the health of it. Spending 15 minutes a day laughing burns calories, is great exercise for both your face muscles and belly muscles, and does wonders for your heart. 15 minutes a day. So you go get your 8 hugs and laugh 15 minutes a day. You're going to feel a whole lot better about yourself. Maybe you laugh 5 minutes at a time or 3 minutes at a time. Whatever, you know, just whatever. Just okay. If you need a starter, listen to a funny comedian that you really enjoy. There's so many ways of doing that now. You can find a comedian online, YouTube videos. I like Gabriel Iglesias. Fluffy, he cracks me up every time I listen to him. And he's relatively clean, if you use that word clean. So, but fine, or they're the redneck comedians, you know, the Bill Ingvalls and the Jeff Foxworthys, you know, a redneck is. Those are funny. Turn on a comedian and find a YouTube video or, you know, a channel that plays comedians and take about 5 minutes and crack up, right? watch someone else laughing. It is very difficult to be in the presence of someone laughing without feeling the urge to burst into laughter yourself and at least smile. Somebody laughing, you know, I was reading this and I'm going, yeah, there's so many little kid videos or children videos or baby videos that are laughing away. I guarantee you, you've got to be dead. I mean, really. I mean, in a comatose condition, if you can't turn on, if you turn on a child video and the children are laughing and babies are laughing and you're not smiling and laughing too. So find someone else who is laughing and join in. And if you are alone, don't worry. There are tons of online videos dedicated to laughter, and a quick internet search will reveal enough of them to keep you supplied for days. Be sure to watch one. Okay, this is where this came from. Be one of a baby laughing while you're at it, because baby laughing is especially hard to resist. Isn't that true? You watch a baby laughing, don't you just kind of like want to chuckle away? By the way, did you know that toddlers laugh on the average of 300 times a day? So isn't that a good thing? Could it be you just need to reacquaint yourself with your inner child? Yeah. Be that little girl or little boy for the day, right? Maybe it's time for the sillies. Oh, you know, you're never too old for sillies, are you? Are you really too old for sillies? I don't think you are. I don't think you're never too old for sillies. Sometimes the best way to break up the gathering storm clouds of despair is through exaggerated silliness. Silly walks are good. Just go out for a silly walk. I'm paraphrasing and kind of editorializing as I'm reading this, but I'm thinking of silly walks, doing silly little things. So break out in song. The most ridiculous, the better. The more ridiculous, the better. Or kick up your heels and let those happy feet of yours tap you into a good mood. Just be silly. If all else fails, throw open the kitchen cabinets, throw a bowl, grab a bowl to wear as a hat, and let a pot and spoon become your drum for your one-person marching band. Imagine there is a film crew with you, capturing every moment. Have somebody film you. That's so silly, right? Even imagining replay is good for your laugh or two. Yeah, but just be silly. Just be silly. It's good. Good job. I thought this was an interesting statement. Walk into your neighborhood card shop. You know, most pharmacies have this, or like even large grocery stores and or markets and have like a card section, right? There's the Hallmark section and there's the, what are the cards that are funny? Okay, look for those. Straight for the humor aisle. 20 minutes spent reading silly cards will not only leave you laughing, but is a guaranteed mood lifter. While you are there, pick up a few cards to send to friends. After all, you're not the only one who could use a good laugh now and then. Silly cards. Funny stuff, right? Oops, that was it. No, I thought there was another one. I missed them all. Okay, well, that was it. See, I got all carried away with that, and that's fun. So laughter, find ways to find laughter in your life. It's not really that hard. You know, YouTube videos of children laughing, it's just the it, you know. It's like, babies laughing. If you can watch a bunch of babies laughing, if you can't laugh, then you have a serious, you know, you're okay, we won't go there. We'll leave it alone. So laughing, that's a good way. Start the week. The week, blah, 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 is laughing. Finding your purpose. And how does that relate to finding your purpose? Well, you're asking. You're turning it over and saying, okay, I want to find my purpose. I don't know how to find my purpose. I don't really want to meditate right now. I don't want to get all quiet and meditate. So I'm going to put it out there. Then go laugh. Have some fun. Be silly. And the answers come. They pop in. They go, ooh, I got it. I got it. I got it. Okay, next article. We'll just move on here, and this is a good one, too. And it's these are all from beliefnet.com. I forgot the author in this particular one, so it doesn't really matter too much. 5 questions you should ask yourself at the end of the day. Each day there should be a period of time where you regroup, get in tune with the events of your day, how it affected your mind, body, and soul. Reflecting on the happenings of your day will within you a renewed quality of life. and sense of achievement. Ooh, I like that, a sense of achievement. Before you go to bed, ask yourself these five questions. We're going to go through these rather quickly because I don't speed it. Have I connected with God? Now, it could be God and your whatever, however you think of the word God, or it could be spirit, or it could be a meditation to a higher self, whatever you do it. So whether it's the morning, afternoon, or night, perhaps multiple times throughout the day, you should make it a priority to communicate with the man upstairs. Okay. Ooh, I don't really like that statement. But God will provide you with guidance and strength to make smart decisions. Connecting with God every day will help you to help the communication line stay strong and provide you with added sense of confidence. So have a spiritual moment of some kind each day. Have some form of spirituality in your life, connecting with something greater than yourself, your higher power, whatever you call it. Okay? Did I give back? It's important to give back every day. Giving back doesn't have to be monetarily. It could be allowing yourself to jump ahead of you, letting someone jump ahead of you in line, cutting your neighbor's lawn, or holding the door for someone else. Very simple things. Letting somebody go in front of you. You know, in traffic, just allow, okay, go ahead. Just, you know, just allow it. Paying it forward every day. Just doing something, little things for other people. And it shows patience too, doesn't it? Go ahead, your turn. Yeah, go for it, right? What could I have done differently? That's a good question. Drastic events do not have to take place in order for you to administer changes or alter your views. If you want to be a proactive being, you should always actively seek ways to improve. Look, and I read this and I'm thinking, you don't want to beat up yourself. But you say, you know, how could I have done that a little differently? How could I have improved it? How could I have had more fun doing what I did, right? Not that you want to tear yourself down completely, but you just want to improve. How could I have had more fun and be more effective when what I did today? How could I have shown more kindness to others, somebody else, with what I did? All those things. How could I have shown more love in what I did? What did I learn? Each day, challenge yourself to learn something new. And I always asked my daughter when she was in school many, 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 many years ago, what did you learn today, right? So if you're willing to ready to seize the day, then you realize that your abilities are bigger and better than you might realize. The lessons that you learn today will provide you with the tools and necessities that will carry you through your life. So what did you learn today? You know, one of the little things. It doesn't have to be a big deal. You didn't learn how to split the atom today, obviously, but you learned something. At the end of the day, what did I learn today? What did I learn about myself? Did I show compassion? Do I really need to comment on that one? Did I show compassion? Let's get through that, okay? Whether it's towards your children, your spouse, your parents, your friends, or your family members, remember to show compassion. Now, I would say each day, hug your loved ones and tell them that you love them. No one knows for sure how much time they have on the earth. Therefore, it is important to live each day. And as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, did you show compassion to yourself? Did you do nice little things for yourself today? Did you hug your dog, your cat, right? How many times? We're back to hugs. We're always going to get back to hugs. You know that. Okay, so what's the next one? I think there's a next one. Isn't there a next one? Oh, that's it. Okay, that's it. We're having fun. Okay, so how can I help you? We're back to purpose. How can I help you to find your purpose? How can I help you to move your energy? And I think that's really what it's all about. How can I help you to move your energy to a place of self-discovery? How can I inspire you to be in a place where you can discover more about your purpose? You have it in you. Everybody has it in them. They know their purpose. But you got to get rid of that negativity. And how can I help you? So I do that through therapeutic meditation. So if you're interested in therapeutic meditations that'll help you get to that place of finding purpose or defining purpose or inspiring you to be more creative in your life, then let me help you. And I'm going to write more on this. I figure my purpose in life is to write books on much of this and let spirit write through me much information about this, like the show here. So thank you. I'll be back. Yeah, I will be back tomorrow. Yeah, why not? Yeah, let's have some fun. Okay, everybody, get your hugs. If you haven't got your hugs yet, go out and get your hug. Yes. And find really beautiful things to do today. Bye now. Love you guys. Bye.